Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Apologies that we were a little bit late, apparently, on the stream today. There was a very weird technical thing that happened, but especially coming off of last week when we weren't on at all. I know some of you were probably like, where have you guys been? We're right here. We got it. We're good. Everything is great. We are on for a full show. We'll be on for a full show tomorrow. Although today the full show ends in 20 minutes because of basketball and our weird schedule on the radio. Tomorrow, full show from Capital One Arena. And then we're off the rest of the week. So we'll be back 4 to 7 daily starting next Monday. So sorry we're depriving you of us talking about football. So without further ado, Anthony, let's talk about some football.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, the Monday edition of the Pick 6, which is typically at 6, sees us take the 5 players we identified on Friday as most critical to the outcome of the game, and then we look at the game through the lens of them. And so without further ado, number one, had a big impact on this game. I think a lot of people might not have realized it just how much, but Micah Parsons was awesome in this game. And some of it is the obvious stuff, like he had a couple of big pressures in the game. You know, he has 2 sacks in the game. So in that way, the stat sheet kind of tells it. But also just the way he plays zone read is incredible. He runs a 4-3. He's an unreal athlete. And there are times where Jaden, you know, does a good job of ball work, whatever, holding, riding, last second. Okay, there you go. Micah's playing it pretty square. That should mean the running back is able to get through for 4, 5, 6 yards. If not, just take Micah completely out of the picture. And instead, Micah makes the tackle for 3 yards. I cannot tell you. I'm going to count it eventually. The amount of times that Washington was in 2nd and 7 in this game is absurd. And Micah Parsons was a huge reason why. He also had a couple other pressures that blew up potentially big plays down the field. Parsons was sensational in this game, Anthony. And I know he had 2 sacks, but like the sacks and the stat sheet don't really tell the story of how impactful he was.
Yeah, and the thing is, you can really move him all over the line in his matchup.
And they did. In a way that they haven't really... Let me see if I can look at this real quick. Because I do feel like they moved him around more in this game than he had been moved around the entirety of the year. Hold on. Let me see if I can click this real quick. I know this is great radio. I can't find it. I can't find where it is, but I will try to look that up, and maybe I'll put that in the Take Command film review show tomorrow. As for the second most important player in this game,
number two,
Anthony, you selected the other most obvious Dallas Cowboy, which is CeeDee Lamb. And it was kind of like, hey, if you can shut down Micah and you can shut down CeeDee, well, then you'll be all right. CeeDee didn't have like a monster game by any stretch of the imagination. He actually graded out pretty well on PFF, but he wasn't like super impactful. And really, the Cowboys' offense was not very good. The problem was special teams. They make the big plays and they have like two good drives, and that's enough for them to win the football game.
Yeah, I mean, CeeDee, to your point, didn't have a huge day. They did, you know, find ways to get him the ball, whether it was running the ball, short passes where he can, you know, pick up the first down, things of that nature. They just wanted to put the ball in his hands to see what he could do after the catch. And I think we did a good job because he is really good after the catch. And he came into that game, I think, leading wide receivers for the most broken tackles. So I think we did a solid job.
They did a really good job. I mean, 10 catches on 12 targets. His long was 13.
Yeah.
He averaged 6-7 a catch. They tackled really, really well. And he got a couple of first downs, like a couple of plays. And his presence on that Schoonmaker touchdown where Quan, you know, is making sure that he's over the top of him as a safety. But also, like, Jeremy Chinn just does his job. I think it's Chinn on that one. Maybe it's someone else. But whoever it is that's supposed to carry the seam carries the seam, and that doesn't matter as much. But they did it, and thus the Cowboys got that very critical touchdown.
Number three.
Number three was Brian Robinson, and boy, did he have a big impact in this game. Unfortunately, it was that he wasn't really very effective and obviously got hurt on the first play of the game, and that just had a huge effect on the rest of the game. I mean, Eckler grades out at a 53 in this one, and like as a runner, he didn't really do a lot of, like, I'm sorry. There's just a couple of carries in this game where, and it feels bad, especially now to say, like, you know, I want to beat up on Austin as he's concussed on that terrible, terrible hit late in the game. But like, he's just not a great runner. He's very good in space, and if they can find ways to get him in space, that's great. But there are just cuts he makes and decisions he makes as a running back that are not the ones that he should. And Brian Robinson is better at that stuff, not to mention the forward momentum and falling forward and all that kind of stuff. And Robinson was the more effective runner, even though he was banged up. He got less effective as time went, and that ankle really stiffened up on him. After halftime, he is completely stiffened up and can't go, and the Commanders missed him dearly.
Yeah, I think Austin Eckler, anyway, I think that's sort of kind of why he fizzled out of L.A., just because they wanted somebody that's going to be able to run the rock.
Well, and he wanted to get paid.
Well, that too.
And it's like, I want to get paid. It's like, you're not good at the thing we need you to do down in and down out. Why would we pay you?
Yeah.
And not to say that Austin Eckler's not a useful player, but not he's not a primary back.
Yeah, RB1 or, you know, I think we know what he does best. You know, get him out in space, get him the ball, and he can be dynamic in that aspect. But if you ask him to, you know, run between the tackles and things of that nature, that really isn't his strong suit. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how Brian Robinson's ankle progresses, but huge loss.
Yeah, I would imagine that Chris Rodriguez is back on the roster very quickly, that they're already in touch with his agent. The second Eckler's put on IR, assuming that he will be with that concussion, that Chris Rodriguez is brought back. But, like, McNichols actually ran pretty well in this game. That's the thing, is, like, McNichols is inconsistent, but I kind of wish after he got going that they ran him a little bit more. I don't know, man. It's that running back room has been a wild card this year in a major way.
Number four.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dante Fowler was your pick at number four, Anthony, and he was a Washington defensive player in this game. He played.
Yeah.
Didn't do a whole lot.
No. Did not do a whole lot, and I was thinking, you know, our pass rush or, like, even, you know, some TFLs were going to be made available, and off front, man, they didn't do too much, you know, preventing Dallas's offense. Even on the ground, you know, we let Rico Dowdle run for 86 yards. Like, that is problematic for a Dallas team that has struggled, a Dallas team that has been, you know, yelled at and screamed out because they don't run the ball enough, especially when Dak was in there, and we allowed this Dallas offense to have success on the ground. Unacceptable. And yeah, it was bad. Bad shot.
That was 1 yard shy of his season high. Wow. He had 87 yards against Pittsburgh, which was, by the way, the last time that they won. He had 20 carries for 87 against Pittsburgh, 19 for 86. So at least you're in good company.
Yeah.
Dowdle was good. This line that has been, I mean, Zach Martin and Tyler Smith, their two best linemen, didn't play. And Tyler Guyton over at left tackle is like someone that Dante Fowler should have had a field day with. And he didn't, which I think is why Dan Quinn was pretty not psyched about his pass rush after the game. Fowler had one pressure, not what they were looking
number
for.
Number five.
Number five in our pick six, as we take a look at some of the players who were most impactful in the game. Oh, man. This guy's hard to talk about because I loved so much of what he did. And then he had a huge mistake late. At least I'm 90% sure that it was on him. I thought Jeremy Chinn, or I think Jeremy Chinn overall, is playing with the play style and the physicality and all that stuff that they look for. Like, he is an identity piece for this team. And I thought he was playing really well yesterday. At one point, I even posted, I was like, I think this dude should have a contract extension waiting in his locker. And then he misses a couple tackles, and the biggest one is late. Like, he's the guy, I'm fairly certain, that needs to carry Schoonmaker up the scheme on that touchdown. So, blown coverage, not great. So, yeah, needless to say, Jeremy Chinn had a big impact on the game. And while it started good, it did not finish very well, Anthony.
No, it did not. But he showed up. He was aggressive in the box. The tight ends, I did think, got out. They had a couple of receptions. I think they weren't necessarily on. I will have to go look at it again. But, yeah, the delay, tight end delay, I think was on him. And then, obviously, the big play that should have been the dagger was a huge play he gave up as
not,
well. But
not ideal.
No.
Last but not least.
Number six.
We have Mike Sanders still. You had picked Mike Sanders still. Sanders still did a good job yesterday.
Yeah.
There was like one or two balls he gave up. But overall, like, he grades out really, really well. He's such a sure tackler, which is, for someone his size, really impressive. You know, overall, he grades out at like a 67, which is still like light green, a green-yellow grade on PFF. But plays the run really well, gives up a few things in coverage. All in all, just really solid, including some stuff on Lamb. I think the thing with him is, like, he reads the ball, or like reads things so well, that even when he gives up receptions on stuff underneath, just dive bombs down and is able to make plays instantly. So good job by Mike Sanders still yesterday. All right, when we get back, final thoughts on the day. Maybe hit a couple of real things, real people said in real microphones. And then we got hoops, so we're off. It's a very express edition of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.